Following earlier revelations by the DA that President Cyril Ramaphosa secretly amended the ministerial handbook in April this year to provide free electricity and water to ministers who are paid 2.4 million rand per year, the DA can today further reveal that Ramaphosa has also removed the limit on the number of staff members that may be employed in the private offices of ANC ministers. Without taxpayers or parliament even being informed, Ramaphosa's secret amendment to the ministerial handbook creates substantial additional space for the employment of ANC cadres in ministerial offices, costing taxpayers at least 87 million rand more every year. This amendment appears to be an effort by Ramaphosa to implement the devious plan announced earlier this year by ANC spokesperson Pule Mabe to make taxpayers pay the salary of ANC staffers. Mabe's proposal was that the ANC, which is too bankrupt to pay the salaries of its own staff members, should find ways to make taxpayers pay their salaries while they actually continue to work for Luthuli House. In the latest version of the handbook, Ramaphosa created a range of additional posts in the offices of ministers and deputy ministers, including things like drivers, messengers, and so-called food aides. He also increased the salary of certain staff positions. In total, these changes will cost taxpayers 87 million rand more every single year. In addition to massively inflating the size of offices, Ramaphosa created a new loophole in the ministerial handbook whereby ministers can circumvent these limits entirely. It is now possible for ministers to apply to the ANC Minister of Public Service and Administration to appoint an unlimited number of ANC cadres in their private offices. It is clear that Cyril Ramaphosa has completely betrayed the repeated promises he made when he assumed office to reduce the unbearable burden of wasteful and corrupt spending. Instead, through his secret amendments to the ministerial handbook, Ramaphosa has himself become one of the single biggest sources of wasteful and corrupt spending in South Africa. The DA started this fight for the people of South Africa. We will not rest until we finish it. That is why we will be announcing urgent additional action steps on Monday to force Ramaphosa to scrap these sick perks and to give Parliament its rightful power to hold the executive to account.